Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. This is your host, Ali, and in today's program, we're going to be talking about the concept or the system of imamah, leadership, in Islam. Today, more specifically, we're going to be looking into the philosophy of the existence of the imam, the spiritual perfection along with divine leadership. The discussion which we had about the necessity for the sending of the Holy Prophet by Allah makes us familiar to a certain extent with the necessity for the existence of an imam. After the Holy Prophet, of course, that we have imamah start. That imamah that Shia Islam refers to starts after the Holy Prophet, after the demise of the Holy Prophet, and the first imam is Imam Ali alayhi salam. Spiritual perfection along with divine leadership is something that is the notion that we're going to be discussing today with its peripheries and the context. Before anything else, we must seek out the goal for the creation of human beings, which is the highest creature of the world of creation. They take a way which is long and full of twists and turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards absolute perfection, towards spiritual perfection in all of its dimensions. Without doubt, this way cannot be taken and the goal cannot be attained without the presence of a pure leader. And it is not possible to undertake this way without a leader who is a heavenly teacher, because it is a way full of darkness and the dangers of becoming lost are very apparent and obvious. It is clear that God created the human being with their own free will and choice and gave them a conscience and a heavenly book and sent his prophets to them, but it is possible that the human being, in spite of all of these facilities and possibilities, make an error along the way. Clearly, the presence of an infallible leader will help to prevent the danger of deviation and going astray to a great extent. This is that very thing which is called the law of kindness. What is meant by this is that God, the wise, he has seen to all of the affairs of the human being to reach the goal of creation, among which is the sending of the prophets and the selection of pure imams. Otherwise, there would be an imperfection in the motive itself. So, brothers and sisters, this is how we summarize the philosophy of having an imam. Imam is not just a political leader. He's not there just to rule. No, he is a spiritual guide as well, and he is the guide in terms of knowledge as well. Okay, so he takes human beings towards perfection. That's the role of an imam. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت لل عينين ضي أنت عند الحوض
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi, the discussion, The Spiritual Perfection with the Guidance of the Imam. Our Master and the first and divinely appointed successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Commander of the Faithful Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, the first and most perfect disciple of the Holy Messenger of Allah, has said in Nahjul Balagha, Sermon number 160, that one who is the most loved by Allah is the one who emulates his Prophet. Be informed that one who seeks the path of Allah, who aims at achieving what is with Allah, has to observe certain matters so that he may reach his destination. The guides to this path, who are the Ahlul Bayt, have guided us, dear friends, to certain matters which will facilitate the achievement of this goal when one becomes familiar with them, becomes familiar with the Ahlul Bayt. Otherwise, we will not reach this destination. We will go back on our heels and retreat. Now, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, has been quoted as saying, "Had life in this world been filled with gold, while the hereafter is filled with baked clay, I would have opted for the baked clay of the hereafter in preference over the gold of this life, because such a clay of the hereafter lasts forever, whereas the life's gold is only temporary." And then he says, "So what if the gold of the hereafter is everlasting, while the clay of this life vanishes?" What a beautiful guidance from Imam Ali has been given to us. Such a profound statement and tradition that he has said. Truly, spiritual perfection comes with the guidance of these divinely appointed imams. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, also has said in the traditions, a man came to the Holy Prophet and asked him to teach him an action so that both Allah, the Mighty and Exalted, and the people would love him, and that his wealth would increase, and that his body would become healthy, and his lifetime would last long, and that he would be raised with the Holy Prophet. That's a lot of things that he requested. Then the Holy Prophet said, "There are six traits which need six qualities, if you want these things to come to fruition." He says, 1, if you want Allah to love you, be afraid of Him and guard yourself against sin. Now, being afraid of Allah does not mean being afraid of Allah Himself, like He's something to be afraid of. But no, be afraid of the sins and the disobedience that you have done in front of Allah. 2, he says, if you want people to love you, be benevolent to them and decline what they have in their hands. Meaning, don't ask or beg them for what they have. 3, if you want Allah to increase your wealth, then give its alms intact. Gives the zakat, give the khums, give the sadaqah. 4, if you want Allah to make your body healthy, pay charity more frequently. 5, if you want to prolong your lifetime, then have regard for your kinship, silah rahim. 6, and if you want Allah to raise you with me, then do prolong your prostrations before Allah. Prolong your sajda. Prolong it in front of Allah, the One, the Dominator. What beautiful and spiritually perfect words of advice from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, which we have received from who? From the Divine Imam, Imam Ali, the successor to the Holy Prophet. And so we see that truly it is the divinely appointed Imam who provides for spiritual perfection and guidance. Thanks for listening.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves. What will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about the concept or the system of imamah, and for you, we defined and laid out the philosophy of the existence of an imam in all times. Okay, so that philosophy, if I were to summarize it, it is that he is there to preserve Islam, number one. Number two, guide human beings towards perfection. And number three, don't let them fall on the deviant routes. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always away from mistakes and forgetfulness in fulfilling these duties. These duties between the imam and the prophet are common. Of course, a prophet is a prophet and an imam is an imam. There are differences. But when it comes to these duties, there are no differences between a prophet and imam. Remember that prophet is not there for just one generation. Especially our prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was sent for like all human beings, not just the human beings living in those times. So how does this guidance, how does the teachings of the prophet, they stay preserved and they get taught to those who are to come after that very generation that lived through the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order for the completion of the mission of the Prophet, that is to guide human beings, and also another mission of the Prophet is to implement the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this entire planet. Now all of this is only possible if the continuation of prophethood, which is imamah, it is there, right? Human need for religious sciences and teachings is not limited to prophet's age. Human need this divine source of knowledge in all ages. The short time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophetic mission did not secure this continual need, especially because of the termination of prophetic missions ever. As you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last of the messengers. The Shia Muslims, they know the Imam as a brilliant, complete human who succeeds the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and undertake his duties except receiving revelation. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.